Hello everyone, my name is Seb and I welcome you to the podcast from systemgorilla.com. Have you ever dealt with one of these evil medical doctors? You tell him your problem, he makes a couple of tests, and instead of solving your one problem, he figures out two more that you will now have to work on with him. Let me tell you about those evil doctors. It will bring some clarity into your health. Part of my work is being a certified health practitioner, meaning that people come to me when their back hurts, when their life hurts, or their business and family matters hurt somehow, and traditional medical approaches didn't reach the finish line. My work with these clients then is to figure out alternative solutions that could work in their lives. When talking to other medical professionals, we sometimes elaborate on the client-practitioner relationship to figure out with which methods we can help better. In one of these discussions, I was lucky to meet a medical professional from Miesbach, a very well-known so-called Hausarzt, so the one-to-go doctor that you want to visit if anything spectacular happens in your health. The question we talked about was, how do you deal with clients that don't understand their true leverage in their health situation? Seems cryptical, But there came up a lot of nice examples, and some of them I want to show to you now, that you get a little bit of an understanding for a health practitioner's crisis of the day, and perhaps also to hand over the key for your health, which is your own responsibility. There's a systemic model on how many patients view the doctor. Usually, they see him as a person that takes in all the symptoms, problems, and pains that you've got right now. That will perhaps take some measurements that make you feel safer and better because everything has been thought of. That then has a magic wand under his desk and then creates that magic miracle recipe. And if you just get yourself the recipe in the pharmacy or you visit another therapist or practitioner, basically everything should be in order from that point. So the medical profession is rather seen as a process that has some input. Inputs shall provide some outputs, and the general goal is to recreate my health, right? Problem with this is, if you have this perspective, it's a little bit like looking at a mechanic's job. Everybody of us drives a vehicle, or nearly everybody. But most of us don't know what's under the hood and what's happening if something goes wrong. That's what we have a workshop for. So we go for the dealership, have somebody look at the vehicle, tell us what's wrong, what needs to be fixed, and then at some point we leave with a functioning vehicle. The only thing we leave there is our money and a little bit of our inconvenience, the time commuting. That should be all for a doctor. Well, there's a key difference between operating or owning a vehicle and operating and owning your own body. And you know what? Health is a multi-distributed thing. It's not only running on your body, but also on your mind. So health contains everything that goes from bodily functions to mind functions. Just imagine, you got that kind of a body. You got it from birth. You yourself lived through every second that this body had to offer. You went through healthy states, unhealthy states. You figured what was the changing from unhealthy to healthy, so to recreate your health. And you were also realizing what made you go from strong, so healthy, to weak, so unhealthy. You have realized and recorded all of these seconds in your life. So you know your vehicle very well, actually. And now you go to a person that shall help you fix it. That's the medical profession. It helps you fix it. It doesn't fix it for you. And now come a couple of nice examples. Let's do it with relatable, everyday medical issues. Don't take yourself out of the equation, okay? Let's start with high blood pressure. This is a faceted thing. It can have very many different origins, that's for sure. A patient enters the doctor's office. His blood pressure is too high, which can lead to significant damage in the body, so it needs to be taken care of. In many cases, a high blood pressure is occurring in people that are also high pressure personalities. So, usually the doctor would talk to them and they would figure out some medicine that helps them to reduce the blood pressure in the short term. It also goes together with the recommendation to do something for your body, for example, move more so that a high blood pressure due to adrenaline and cortisol could be reduced. It also tells you in the recommendation to take care of yourself. So, to not be too angry about things, to calm down, to meditate. It also tells you to reduce your amount of daily drugs. For example, sugar, coffee, alcohol, smoking. You could argue now, not every single one of these things is associated with high blood pressure. Well, that's for sure. But if you argue back to me like this, I know where your high blood pressure comes from. Usually after a while, you will be seeing the doctor again. With your pills and everything you've taken, your blood pressure is now going down. Or it is controlled in a manner that it's not sufficient to damage anything. But the doctor will ask you after a while, considering your blood pressure, everything seems in order. How do you live your life now? Have you become calmer? If you now have to stare to the floor or make up excuses or do here and there to tell just no, I haven't changed anything in my lifestyle, then the doctor will be very understanding because it's a tough one. In this society of high pressure and achievement and goals and competition, it can be very tough to find out where your lifestyle needs to go that your blood pressure can be lowered. He will be very understanding of that. But also, the doctor will know that you will come to return. And in many cases, you will not necessarily come to return for the better and not for a reduction of the pills. You want to take that for your whole life? Think about it. So the doctor that has the best interest for you, reducing your medicine and giving you the best possibility to live your life again in health without any of those pharmacies. This one must be seen by you as the evil doctor, or rather the evil mechanic. He knows exactly how to fix you, but he won't give you the medicine or the tools or anything. Bad doctor, example number one, and we're going into example number two now. For every diabetes 2 patient out there, I have a secret for you that the doctor won't tell you. There's different measurement values for your blood sugar. Basically, part of your problem is that your blood sugar is constantly too high. One of these measurements taken can be telling you what your current sugar value is like. So how are you doing now in this very moment? But now comes the secret. There's a second one. HbA1c, it's called. You don't have to remember that. But it tells you how you have eaten the last 2 to 3 months. So how much sugar intake you had and how much of an overload that was for your system. There's some diabetes 2 patients out there that think they have to take care for their nutrition just right before the doctor's appointment approaches. So that he cannot see how much sugar I have eaten because I'm so guilty of eating sugar. In many ways, this jokey part of it is true. If you're interested in the harms of sugar, I have provided another sugar podcast, but it's in German. Perhaps I'll release the same in English soon. So, patient entering the doctor's office, doctor looks at the blood samples or at the values and says, well, your blood sugar today seems very good. That's a good start. But in the last 2 to 3 months, I can see you having a very bad diet. And you're going like, oh, I have given so much attention to the last couple of days. How can that bad doctor, that evil man, just assume these things about me? Well, there it is again. It's not the value that's bad. It's not the doctor that's bad. He's really trying to take care of your health and tell you what you can do better. But in the end, you drive and operate your body every day for every second. It's not him. He's there for that very moment of crisis to tell you where the way goes, where your path can lead towards health, and what you need to do for it. If you don't listen, it's the same thing like you take the mechanic's just freshly repaired car and drive it against a pile over and over again, even though the mechanic and dealership owner told you it would be beneficial not to do it, but you're still doing it because it's your car and you have all right to do so. But don't blame the mechanic on the dent. Neither blame your doctor for your blood sugar. All jokes aside, it can be really hard in our current lifestyle and nutrition to figure a way going away from diabetes too. If you struggle with that, send me a signal. SystemGorilla.com can help you in every second of your life. Our final example is something that most people can somehow relate to, sadly. We're talking about back pain. As I said in another podcast, many, many people above the age of 40 have experienced back pain or will experience back pain at one point in their lives. That's at least what statistics say. They don't mean you, doesn't mean you have to get it. Just be aware of it. So a patient comes into the doctor's office and says, well, instead of getting better after you gave me all these injections, it became worse. What are we gonna do about it? Or even better, what are you gonna do about it? The caring doctor at this point probably knows that given a flight of more injections will not cure the problem. Well, at least it will cure the symptoms, but in the long run, this is nothing you wanna put a patient through every once in a while. So he's gonna ask, what have you changed in your lifestyle? How are you sitting? How are you standing? How long and often are you sitting and standing? How are you sleeping? What is your position when sleeping? When do you feel back pain approaching? When does it get better? How does it get worse? What do you know about your back pain and your back? This is what the doctor asks you as a vehicle owner. And I understand that this is really frustrating to you because you thought this time he's gonna fix it, even that moving therapy didn't help, but this time we're getting it. Yeah, and it's back to you. But not only your doctor advises you to look at it from a different perspective. Even world-renowned experts like Stuart McGill from Canada will want to persuade you that you are responsible for your back pain. So it's a matter of what do you do to your body here more than in any other cases. How do you mechanically load it? And how does it make you feel? And there's the biggest problem for most people around. We don't know how we feel about a certain load on our body. We're not conscious all day when that back pain happens. In some cases, when you lift something from the floor, okay, then you know this was the cause of it. But in most cases, it's happening periodically and over a longer span of time. So you're not specifically aware what's the cause of all of it. Well, how do you think about accumulating stress? So let's say you were in wrong positions all day, just assuming, and this was accumulating stress onto your body, onto your muscle, onto your skeleton, and then onto the nerves, which in turn will go into the brain and send some signal out to make it hurt, so that you stop all of that. Yeah, how about accumulating? That would mean that you would have to stop accumulating it by either inserting some correct positions of your body to get away from back pain producing ones, or to correct your whole lifestyle. Oh, we're back again with that evil doctor. Oh! We've seen together now that the evil doctor really exists, and that behind that image usually shines a caring medical professional that really tries to help you. So what can we do about the evil part of the doctor? Take more self-responsibility. Listen to your body, what it tries to tell you, because if you listen to it early and closely, there's no need arising for medicine, because you're gonna capture a lot of the things before they occur. Not talking about the broken leg here, man, but a lot of the chronic issues we see are in our own hands. If you want to make more of the chances that are in your hands, contact System Gorilla. I provide perfect executive advice that brings you clarity in no time. My name is Seb, you can remember that, and I wish you more clarity all day long.